You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Māori Women's Development has partnered up with Akina to promote Māori social enterprise up north and along the east coast in Te Tai Tokoro and Te Rā Whiti. I caught up with the former's project manager, Kay Marie Dunn, to learn a little more, starting off by asking for some context as to how this partnership actually came about.
Both of our organisations signed a memorandum of agreement in 2016 because we saw some real synergies in what it is that Akina do. They are specialists and experts in social enterprise. Mm-hmm. And we thought, hey, look, this will be a great opportunity to learn from them and be able to create a bridge between their information and knowledge into Māori communities. Our primary purpose, Māori Women's Development Inc., is the provision of affordable capital for Māori women and their whānau. So we provide low-interest loans, $30,000 to $50,000, to support Māori women to expand or set up their business. And what we've found, in particular when we're going out into communities, is that Māori women are saying, hey, look, I want to get into business, but actually I want to get into business for social good. So I'm not just in there just to make money. Some are, and that's all good. But there's a real strong undercurrent at the moment of organisations and entrepreneurs that wanting to do environmental and social good as well. Mm-hmm. So I said, hey, how can we synergise and create a platform of opportunity and learning so that our people can benefit from us as partners?
Mm, right. And what exactly does the term social enterprise mean, and how do you plan on promoting it?
It's a really good question. Really good question. I mean, at the core, social enterprise is exactly that. It is an enterprise that needs to be able to sustain itself financially. So it has to make a profit. But instead of the profit going back into director's fees or just to build the business on its own, that money needs to be reinvested in a way that creates real social and environmental impact or social good. Mm. So it's a bit different. And alongside that difference are a range of different tools, ways of thinking, the way that you manage an organisation, and the way that you might consider how impactful your outcomes are, or how impactful your products and services are, which is just beyond just delivering a product, like an end product, like a cup of coffee or a cafeteria, or just, you know, generic business. It requires a heck of a lot of further and deep consideration on how we can make that work so that it's regenerative to the planet, not just extractive.
Right. And how do you think this will sort of reap tangible benefits for Māori communities, as you mentioned, particularly women and maybe those from low socioeconomic backgrounds?
I think first and foremost, we acknowledge that there's a heck of a lot of wisdom that exists already within communities. So it's an opportunity, first and foremost, to say, actually, what is it that you already know? And I think it's important that we actually go in with humility to ask those key questions, because these communities, these regions, have been trading for a couple of hundred years, to be honest, not just nationally, but internationally. So what were they working with resource-wise, management-wise, leadership-wise, in the times of our ancestors? Since then, of course, we've had a range of challenges to face, you know. But today, we've still got a great network of support potential. And what we hope to do is, first and foremost, is really bring in the art of collaboration. You know, there's a desire to collaborate, but there's an art form to it as well. So if we can help communities, one, remember and also identify what they already know, the strengths that already comes from within Māori communities, that's a great benefit for us. Secondly, our role would then be, how do we leverage our knowledge, our systems, our tools, to add further value to that community? And then thirdly, how might we be able to accelerate potential within those communities as well, whether or not it's support with structures in regards to the way that their organisation is built, if it's about technology that could help them do things more efficiently, if it's about creating space for people to really talk about what really matters to them, and stepping outside of the competition space but actually moving into real collaboration. And fourthly, helping organisations think we have a role as kaitiaki, as guardians. So how do we use that understanding and apply that to a business model that is going to really make transformative difference? Create jobs, yes, but there's a heck of a lot of learning and development that we have to bring into play here as well.
Right, and I'm speaking of utilising those tools and those values. I was reading the press release and you mentioned the idea of taking a kaupapa Māori approach to this endeavour. So what kind of does this entail?
So again, there's a lot of wisdom that's within our communities already, and a couple of ideas, and these are just ideas because again, it's got to land with the community themselves, is the Te Aho Matua approach, which is a framework that's utilised in Māori medium education, in particular Kura Kaupapa or Māori secondary schools, and actually right across, which breaks down to a range of understandings that we have. So for example, what is the role of our ancestors, and what is it that we can learn from them, and how do we bring that perspective into an enterprise? What is the mana and tapu that is associated with the individuals that are participating in this program, and also what does that mean when they're actually delivering whatever it is that the venture is in the community? Does it enhance mana? Does it detract? What does that look like? How do we bring in the spiritual components of them as entrepreneurs? So how do you keep yourself well, but also does your product and service enhance wellness in the community as well, and then also how do we bring in the unique skills and attributes that come within that group? So we're not about imposing anything, we're just saying, hey look, how do we bring out and draw out all of these different elements from a Māori worldview, and really drawing on our landscape, our relationships, our whanaunga tanga that we already have, how do we bring that to bear to really make these enterprises work effectively, really, really well?
Right, and I think you did mention that there'd be workshops that you're holding up north and along the east coast, is that right?
That's correct. So we've got a range of kind of introduction to social enterprise from a kaupapa Māori perspective, and what does that mean? We'll be looking at what are some of these Māori principles and how would you bring that into your venture. But also we're looking at examples of traditional trade that happen within those regions. So we're again just identifying that at one point there were many successful Māori businesses and Māori enterprises. What do they look like? What did they do? What can we learn? And then also there are a range of successful Māori social entrepreneurs and social enterprise today. Mm. What does that look like, and how do we derive inspiration and aspiration from that too?
Right.
And I think, so if anybody's keen to participate, just keep an eye on our website. So for Ākina, it's www.ākina.org. And for Māori Women's Development Inc, it's www.mwdi.co.nz. We've also got Facebook pages as well. And on there, once we've confirmed the venues, we will put out our workshop list so that people can come and attend, and also a little bit more information about the accelerator program, where we will be doing quite intensive wraparound support around five ventures that we hope with support will become a significant employer within the region. But again, we've got to work at the pace and where these ventures are at, so we're just going to try our best to support them, to accelerate them to where they want to go.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.